Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, kind of a 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles.
Miles Montgomery.
Miles Montgomery.
At your service.
Thank you. Three new species of frogs have been discovered in some of Peru's remote mountains.
That taste like spicy shrimp.
Spicy shrimp. Seven different kinds of shrimp. Sweet and sour shrimp. Three new frogs in Peru.
Thank God.
We needed more frogs.
I was just thinking, man, there was not enough frogs in Peru.
Especially Peruvian frogs, you know.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get something off those frogs. And
Don't touch them.
It's gonna take a while for those guys to come down from that high.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact.
Wow, man, three new frogs.
Oh, damn.
How we top that?
My wife's going to be so excited.
Good for them.
Congratulations on the birth of your son. Peru's got three new frogs.
Yeah. We were running out of frog legs to get people, you know.
There you go.
Baby talk may be the reason why humans are the only speaking species on the planet.
What?
So basically what they were saying is they observed us in conjunction with, like, the other apes that exist on the planet. And we, by far and away, communicate with our infants more than any other species as far as the apes go. So we had 70 times more direct vocalization with infants than, like, chimpanzees.
Really?
It was like 4,000 times more than bonobos, stuff like that. So we bougie our babies. And that creates that communication link and kind of teaches the babies, the infants, like, oh, we actually need
this
to start
talking.
This is how
we communicate.
Right? I would argue that orcas and whales, because they constantly communicate.
Right. Sure.
So I'm sure that's different.
Right.
Because they hear noises and sounds all the time.
Right. And they're not saying that these apes don't make noises and sounds to their infants. We just do it at...
We have such a full vocabulary. Right.
We do nothing but talk to our kids, whereas they use a lot more movements, they use a lot more signals, and,
Which makes sense, because they're always in danger.
Sure.
Like, so for them, I would think, you know, when you're in a place where it's a hostile environment, right? If you're living in those conditions, like, one, silence goes a long way.
Absolutely.
As far as community, like, don't tip off to the enemy or some apex predator where we're at. So I would definitely think, like, hand signals and motions would go a lot further.
Absolutely.
I think that's why our kids are soft.
Talking too damn much.
Yeah, we should be like a dog, just bark at him.
Hey,
yeah,
get up.
A hot bath does more for your heart and immune system than a sauna does.
Really?
Oh, it's got to be a bath. Hot shower not cutting it?
You're a hot tub guy.
I love hot tubs.
I love a sauna.
I love a sauna. I love a steam.
I like getting hot.
My issue is, my tub's just too small.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm uncomfortable. My knees are bent.
Have you tried to take a bath in your home?
Not this latest home. No,
it's impossible. I'm sorry.
It sucks.
It's pointless.
Right.
I don't even know why I have this thing. If I had a dog, it'd be different. If I had a child, it would be different.
Yeah,
I can't.
The last time I took a bath in my own home was an ice bath because I had, like, pulled a muscle.
Oh God.
Mine was because I had a hemorrhoidectomy and I had to sit in there with Epsom salts.
That's like, for guys, it's usually medicinal. I don't know the last time I've taken a bath.
The last, like, real one, the last time I drew myself a bath was I was just at a hotel in Salt Lake City. It was like an old school one, and it had a massive tub. So I was like, all right, I'll take a little bath.
Grab a little drink.
When I do, I go back in time and say, my eyes are getting pruney, better get out of the tub.
I know, no kidding, dude.
Oh, look at that, I have to get up and out of here.
Water's all brown now.
Damn it.
Oh.
Well, when you're a kid, you bathe in the tub.
Quit farting in the tub, dude.
You know?
Yeah, kids, man.
When you got the tub when you were a kid, man, you came out and looked like oil.
Yeah, there was always a ring. I just thought that was normal. Then I became an adult. So I'm like, no, that's a kid.
You're filthy, dude.
That's disgusting.
I think adult equivalent of a bath is one of those waterfall showers from, like, above your head.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah.
Love that.
Again, only at a hotel, but...
New research suggests that zoning out may actually be helping your brain learn. What?
I'm going to tell them that at the next meeting.
Right. No, I'm learning.
I'm busy learning, brother.
Basically, it was...
I learned more from zoning out than I do from listening to you guys.
So daydreams have teaching moments.
For the most part. So when you zone out, your brain is subconsciously finding patterns throughout our world, basically. Okay. And so it's learning about the things that we don't actively learn about. It's just... You know,
observe and report.
You figure when you are zoning out, you're just kind of staring at whatever textures you're seeing or colors that you've got going on. So it's just kind of reverting back, and it's just giving it that time to put things where it needs to be.
Instead of listening to your dumb ass go on and on at this meeting.
Yeah, right. Learn to read faces.
Yeah. Read the room, boss.
I've literally been talking to people where I see them glaze over, and I immediately finish my story.
It's
like, I'm drawing this out way too damn long. I can't do it.
We had one meeting afterwards. Mike just goes up to me and goes, "You didn't say anything. Your face said it all."
Oh,
and I was like, "Yeah, I was not down for that."
Did you just walk in and steal our barbecue?
Oh, no kidding.
I'm doing that next time.
That's gutsy, dude.
We're all walking in.
Yes.
If you got a pizza, whatever, give me a slice of that.
Sorry, a little inside baseball there. Microsoft is doing away with the blue screen of death.
And doing what with it?
They're turning it into a black screen of death.
Okay.
That's really all they're doing.
That's it.
They're just switching it up, which I don't like.
Is there any reason why they're switching the color?
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it because I was too pissed about it. Like, what? I thought the same thing. Why are you getting rid of the blue screen?
What is the point?
Yes, it's a screen that we don't want to see. However, it has become synonymous that when this screen shows up, take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because your stuff's broken. It's perfect. Now when it goes black, screens go black all the damn time.
They do.
Well, I understand that. They don't want a negative connotation on their color. You know,
but that was a very specific
color. Because the product doesn't work.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't worry about the color. Worry about the product.
Right. Jeez, a whiz. Experts are alerting people that artificial dyes can be found in nearly 20% of our packaged foods, most of those aimed at children.
Of course.
Because they respond to the artificial dyes.
I was going to say, look at kids' food.
Right.
Look at Crunch Berries. Look at shredded wheat.
That's why they're eating Tide Pods, because it looked like their food.
Yes.
Right.
I like those sour belts. They're like rainbow colors. Like they're like there's nothing.
This isn't natural.
Yeah.
A driver in Florida managed to make driving 115 miles on the freeway, 150 miles an hour on the freeway, even more dangerous, Miles.
How could you do that?
Tell you all about it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550 in the meantime. If we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country superstar Leanne Rimes.
Superstar.
She was, look, if I've heard
of
her,
was.
You must be a superstar. Either way, if you're like me, you also did not know that Leanne Rimes had a lot of dental surgeries and now has a bridge where her front teeth are. Well, this past Saturday, Leanne was performing a concert, and during her song, Can't Fight the Moonlight, her teeth fell completely out of her mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They fell completely.
Can you sing without teeth?
Well, apparently not, because she immediately stopped, told the audience, hold on. She runs to the side of the stage, pops her teeth back in, and then even worse than that,
oh my God,
she had to keep pushing her teeth back in every few lines while she was singing for the rest of the concert.
Wow.
God.
That is...
Wow. I'm with Miles. It seemed like I'm sure she didn't want the photograph of it, but it seems like you just leave it out and sing.
Man, try to sing without your teeth. You're teeth performing a concert, though, man.
You're pushing your tongue against your teeth sometimes.
I mean,
right?
Put your lip or your teeth. You paid money to hear a performer sing, and they're talking to you like this.
Like this.
Man.
Oh, man, Vok.
I mean,
Tour's called The Pudding Years.
The
Pudding Years.
Yeah, sponsored by, what's it, Sativia?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, you know what Eddie likes. Okay. Do it like you do it on stage, baby.
Yeah. Unfortunate for her,
yeah. You don't need them. Seriously.
Thing into the microphone.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!